I'd like to call the February 13th meeting of Ways and Means to order. Call the meeting to order. All motions are to adopt unless otherwise stated. Any no vote must be done verbally. We can't do hand gestures, so please make sure if you're voting no on something that the clerk can hear you. Can I have approval of December 12th's regular business meeting? Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Opposed?
So carried. 553 was postponed in laws and rules. Resolution 731. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Nolan?
I don't think this is a use of funds that we can justify as we're looking at a year when we don't know if the funding that we have expected to come in from other sources is going to come in. So in addition to all the other concerns that we had previous to changes in federal level administrative procedures, I think now this is particularly ill-timed.
Mr. Collins?
I agree with the previous speaker. The federal government has already frozen for 2 days funds that would be coming to this county. No promise they won't do it again and keep it a permanent freeze. So I don't think we can afford to draw down our balance by doing this.
Mr. Roberts?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Glad to see you up there. We can always hear excuses why we can't give money or back to the taxpayers or tax reduction. Now's the time to do it. Move forward with this. It's a one-time payment rebate, sort of. Has nothing to do with any future money that's coming in. This is going to take money out of the $210+ million surplus that we're now carrying.
Chair Crystal?
I had asked for backup about who actually was going to get this rebate, and I haven't seen anything that's come forward because there's a lot of questions about, was this going to go to folks who own homes here but aren't really living here? They just use them as short-term rentals? Or there was a whole bunch of questions that we had talked about during a Ways and Means committee meeting, which we were told we were going to get answers for, and I haven't seen anything.
Sir Roberts?
Thank you for bringing that up, Chair Criswell. I wasn't at the December meeting when this was discussed. You're probably right. It does need clarity on who's getting the money, stuff like that. So I'd like to make a motion to postpone this for 30 and give the sponsor a chance to reply to this.
Second.
Second. Those in favor? Opposed? Carry. Resolution number 6. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Resolution number 7. Can I have a motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carry. Resolution number 9. Can I have a motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Resolution number 10. Can I have a motion? Second. No one. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Resolution number 13. Can I have a motion? Second. Second, Chair Criswell. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Resolution number 14. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 15. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 16 as presented. Can I have a motion? Okay, motion for discussion. Can I have a second? For discussion?
Second.
Second. Discussion?
I'm sorry. Provided that A need for such facilities can be confirmed by the Department of Social Services based on data collected and annual point in time count and or other available data demonstrating the geographic distribution of unhoused individuals in Ulster County and available services. I believe that this is a good amendment presented by the county executive's office. This way, that they will know the size and need of any services that happen and where we're going to put it in Southern Ulster County. I'm thankful for the executive who taken part in the discussion.
Legislator Nolan and then Chair Criswell.
Yes, I appreciate the amendment. I appreciate the sentiment of distributing resources like warming centers throughout the county. I think at this point, we're discussing the amendment.
Well, it's the as presented, it's the discussion.
Okay. Is as so presented. The trouble that I have with this is now with calling for the establishment of facilities in the southern part of the county, there's a criteria, so at least they're justified. But we might have the situation where we have equal or greater justification for a warming center in the western part of the county. And this resolution would say we couldn't put the funding towards that, even if the need were greater, because this resolution requires it to be in the southern. So I think that that reveals a flaw in the way that this policy is drafted. It should not be drafted to require a facility in any specific location. It should be focused on making sure that the facilities of this sort are well distributed, which I think is currently the case. So I'm not sure we need a policy at all. Second, this would cause us to have to establish a facility whether or not we had funding to do that. We have funding for one warming center, and so the county doesn't bear the cost of this. This would add in the necessity of funding something, even if the need was marginal. And my third point is it may not be the best service to provide for those who need attention during cold weather. It might be that something other than a warming center is what's needed. So I would like to make a motion that we postpone this and meet with the sponsors and those that have been concerned about this and have some kind of working group around establishing a policy that actually gets us those things. Our funds towards where it's needed, a good distribution around the county, and consideration of alternative funding sources and whether we're providing the best care for those who need it. I certainly want to provide that care. I certainly want to provide it in the southern parts of the county as well as the western and the northern. We already have quite a lot of services in the eastern central part of the county.
Will you delay that motion so we can hear from the others who wanted to speak? Or okay,
I'll hold that motion, but I'm prepared to make it.
Thank you. Legislator Chris.
I'm going to pass. I just want to think about what Legislator Nolan just said for a moment.
Legislator Hansett? Legislator Hansett, you had your hand up before. No, you're good? Okay. All right. Sorry. Legislator Collins.
Would the sponsors be okay striking in the resolved the word southern? So basically leave it up to provided that service, the need for such service is going to be confirmed, blah, blah, blah. Basically open it up to the entire county based on the need.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, again. Legislator Collins, last year when we approved funding for the facility in Kingston, which I understand it does a great job. It serves anywhere from 40 to 60 people, has turned into way more than a warming center. It offers food security and other items for them. We talked about it. I think I was the only no vote on that. During the debate, I'm sure yourself and Legislator Nolan all expressed a need to bring services to the southern part of the county. This right here resolution creates a policy to bring that warming center down to Southern Ulster County. It doesn't say how big it is, and it and with the resolved, it also says if there's no need for a warming center in Southern Ulster County, it's not going to happen. That's what the amendment from the county executive's office says, that if there's no need, this is not going to happen.
Senator Nolan?
So I'd like to clarify that I made those comments urging the executive's team to look into, and they reported back that they were already looking into having facilities in the southern part of the county because I believe that the need is there, and I think that that could be justified. So I still support having this type of facility with those other considerations. I did not say that we needed to have a legislative policy that nailed it down in this way. When you form a policy, then you have to look at the intended consequences of the policy and the unintended consequences of the policy. And I do have a district that often has the same sorts of concerns that I was joining with the southern part of the county in bringing forward. That is, that there may be a concentration of services in and around Kingston and New Paltz and other parts of the county not receiving those services. But if we're going to write a policy, which I don't think we need, then I think we have to write a good policy, because I don't want the policy to benefit the southern parts of the county to disadvantage the western, or could be northern parts of the county might have, a town of Kingston might need something. I appreciate what Legislator Collins brought forward. I could feel, you know, if we're going to have this policy with the amendment that makes the need be, that makes it be need-based, to say warming center facilities established and operated in multiple regions of Ulster County, both in the title and in the resolved. Because that's really what we should be talking about, not just a few towns in the southern part of Ulster County.
Mr. Collins?
To be clear, I agree with Minority Leader Roberts. We do need something in the southern. That doesn't change what I'm trying to do here. I was trying to also not exclude the western portion of the county if we need one there too. That was my intention with the suggested amendment. So it wasn't to exclude the southern. It was to allow that if it's necessary in the western, we also look at that too.
Legislator Gavaris, Chair Gavaris, I believe you could add some input on a potential additional warming center that's going to be happening in the Worsing area. Wouldn't that be considered the western part of the county?
I guess depending on how you define the western part, yeah, I think it would. It actually started on Monday night, that shelter.
So again, you know, one in Kingston, one in Ellenville, Worsing, and zero for southern end of the county. We definitely need parity in our services. And this, you know, has quite, it's not just the southern legislators that are asking for this. We do have some co-sponsors that are from the northern part of the county that agree. And I'd like to move this forward today if possible.
Yes, I think that this is something that this body could work on collaboratively and to the benefit of all the residents of the county. When we draft policy, we have to consider the intended and the unintended consequences. There are funds that are available for warming centers that are not available for other types of places, and other types of funding that are available for other solutions. I think that focusing on warming centers and specifying the southern part of the county as a location just ties us in more deeply than the data and the resources may warrant. I'd rather look again at what all is needed. You know, why don't we gather the information that's now called for in the resolved for various areas of the county and then decide where the warming center would be. That's how the executive's office would work on it in the absence of a policy. So to take a policy that puts the conclusion ahead of that work, you know, was not going to be successful. It needed at least this resolution to say that you had to do the data. but why don't we get the data first instead of getting it sort of to just to support the warming center we've already decided that we need? I like to have the data first, then the conclusion.
Chair Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, again. I'd just like to add that back in September, October, we talked about the warming center in Kingston and the need for one in southern Ulster County. It's been a pretty brutal winter. I've seen comments in community pages in New Paltz and Platicill Rising in the Highland page about people that are out there that need some kind of warming shelter. You heard the village deputy village mayor of New Paltz come in front of us, say there's a need for it. Since we passed that resolution approving funds for the Kingston Warming Center, when everybody agreed that there should be one in southern Ulster, I can tell you how much data has been collected by the executive staff. Nothing. So now's the time to act. If they don't want to act, this helps kind of force the situation. And the resolution again says, let's pass this. This is our intention, collect the data. If the data comes back and says, hey, you only got one person down in New Paltz that's going to need a shelter, doesn't pay for itself, we're going to move on. I could live with that. But, you know, let's get this resolution passed and move on.
I would just say that I completely support getting the data for the southern part and then bringing forward a resolution to enable the, you know, the establishment of the warming center. It's creating a policy that says that that part of the county gets privileged when other parts of the county may have similar data, either now or in some future time. But this is like becomes our policy. There always has to be one there. And yes, it would be, you know, supported by data, which would be good. But if there are five places that need it and we only have funding for two or three, then I think we would want to bring in other considerations about which two or three sites we use. That's the way if you're doing regionalized medical care, you don't say we have to have one over there until you know what the need is across the entire service area. So that's my problem here. It's not that I think that we will find that we don't need one in the southern area. Although, you know, Ellenville and Warsing, I'd like to hear presentations about what's happening there and how that might fit with whatever we might be trying to do in the southern portion. If what even counts as the southern portion, there's no definition given here, as far as I see, and no map. So I also think that there's those kind of problems with this. So I think it'd be very beneficial to have more time to discuss this and generate a good policy that will not keep the executive's office from going forward and finding the data and moving forward with establishing the warming center that the minority leader has been talking about. I support that, as provided it can be justified, which I think it can. Let's do that without a policy that locks us into this particular language.
Chair Crystal.
Yeah, I appreciate everything that Legislator Nolan's saying, but I wanted to ask a question about our ability to change and amend policy. That's what we do as a body. So why couldn't we adopt this this evening, do a deep dive into the research? We are getting toward the end of warming season need right now. So another center probably would not be created until well into 2025. So if we could adopt this and then do work, and then if needed, we could go back in and tweak this policy if that's something that you know, we felt would be important.
I would vote against this. It might be that the committee would like to do that. I don't like to write a policy that I know I'm going to have to amend right away. And I can already see that this needs amendments. So measure twice, cut once. And, you know, I think that's the more reasonable way to go. If there are people in the affected area that think that something will be taken away from them if this resolution doesn't go forward, then my solution would be to explain that nothing's being taken away. But if people can't, you know, if people are concerned about that, that also means something to me. But I think that's what we're doing here. I think we're trying to account for people's emotions and their sense of fairness. And I just like to find a better way than this to address those valid concerns.
Chanel, it was pointed out to me that the fourth whereas actually does define the geographical location of the southern. Chair Crystal.
Yeah.
Needs to be amended, right?
So, legislator Nolan, I want to speak to your measuring metaphor, which I don't disagree with, but I have seen in my time as a legislator that we say we're going to do a study on something, and then 6 months later, where's the study? And then a year later, where's the study? 2 years later, where's the study? So I don't always have faith that we're going to actually do the studies that we say we are going to do. And so I don't actually see the harm in putting this out as an aspirational policy and then going back into it and doing the diligent work, which could take 3 months, it could take a year, it could take 2 years.
I think the point is well taken that legislators would like to see more services in the southern part of the county. And I think that the language that we included, which I appreciate the sponsor being amenable to, gives us enough room to make sure that we are looking at the data in a way that we think is appropriate in order for us to justify additional investments. I do want to say that the data has already been collected. The point in time count happens every year in January. So that information is being collated. So, you know, that's another reason we wanted to make sure that we could make it clear in there that we want to look at that information because it's already been collected. I think that it's also important to note, because some of the whereases refer to $20 million in state funding for warming centers. I've said it in other committees, but we already receive 1/20th of that amount. Obviously, there are 62 counties, so we receive a very outsized portion of the state funding available, and that's because the warming center services we have are very robust compared to other counties, and us having the one that we have 24/7 for the duration that we have it with the services that are there is a lot more than what other counties have. So that's another like thing to consider when you're thinking about starting new warming centers. The more warming centers you have, the less robust services you could have in any one of them, given the amount of funding that's available. But that is something that we can discuss at a future date once we have more information about the data.
Sarah Collins.
I think at this point, I want to get this moved along and get the studies done, get the search done, see if we need it. So I would like to make a motion to end discussion and vote.
The discussion right now is to discuss. So if there's another motion to do something else, so you'd have to make a motion to adopt then, if that's what you're looking
at. I'll make a motion to adopt.
Okay. Second. It was as presented.
I'd just like to say that we need to amend the fourth whereas. As was pointed out, it defines an area and it says southeastern region, which is what this was before we amended to southern half. So that occurs, I think, twice in that paragraph. It's southeastern once and southwestern once. So I think both of those should be. If we're amending on the fly, so it would read, whereas those persons in need of a warming center outside of the city of Kingston area, and particularly those persons located in the southern region of Ulster County, which is defined as all those things. And then southwestern Ulster County as defined in the Route 209 corridor, but I'm not sure then if that southwestern part is captured by the amendment in the resolved, which now just says southern. So I think you could strike and southwestern Ulster County as defined as, just say, and Shawangunk and the Route 209 corridor. And then the area that you're trying to address will be, by the resolved, will be addressed in the whereases. And I appreciate what people are trying to do here to move this forward. And I am sympathetic to that. But let's at least make that amendment. I make a motion to amend as described, that whereas.
Mr. Collins.
On the motion to amend, I don't know, I don't believe it's necessary. I believe the whereas identifies southeastern and southwestern, and the resolved says southern, which encompasses both southeastern and southwestern.
Chair,
it says southern regions, plural, so it encompasses both southeastern and southwest.
I have a potential on-the-fly amendment that might appease what you're talking about, Legislator Nolan. What if we said, whereas those persons... City of Kingston, and particularly, but not limited to, those persons located in the southern area. Because then that would open up the entire county conversation.
Except not the title says southern half, and the resolve says southern half. But it's better. So I can live with that.
Would you be amenable to that?
I would like to discuss that with the co-sponsors. Sure. At a certain point. I think my colleagues, Legislator Clinton and Harmon, were very adamant in just keeping the southern part in and not giving out for other.
It doesn't say that now. If you look at the actual words, it says particularly those. So that does not say exclusively those. Particularly is an open word. Maybe it's semantics, but that's what the language is what we're doing here.
But the resolve does say southern.
The resolve does, okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
I withdraw my motion to amend. I think Legislator Collins is right. And I take the sense of the group that we will look to amend this further if needed to address other parts of the county that aren't addressed by this first effort.
Yeah, we have first and second. Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Can I just thank Legislator Nolan for your thoughtful comments?
Resolution 17, can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Second? Second, Mr. Buschel. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 18, can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
So carried. Can I have a motion to block 19, 20, 21, and 22? Second? Second? Discussion? All those in favor of blocking? Okay. Can I have a motion to adopt the block? First, second? True. Any discussion? I'll just say I grow every time more and more concerned when I see things around the Golden Hill and this gate and signals and all kinds of things. So I will vote yes, so it's not held up, but I'm just going to just raise that concern. All those in
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Could you have, for the record, the planning director explain the combination of resolutions that we're about to pass?
Sure. If you're willing to.
Thank you, Chair. The resolutions essentially are, one is the contract between Jory Construction and the county to construct the signal. One of them has to do with essentially making sure that Penrose lives up to its promise to pay us the $300,000 that they promised us to support that signal. The other one is to essentially deal with a $1 million grant that the county may or may not have. It's a conditional directed funding. And that would be a subrecipient to Penrose to pay for the water supply improvements at Kingston. In addition, they would, if that grant comes through, they would pay us an additional money out of, we would keep an additional money out of that grant. They would pay us back money out of that grant so that we'd have a total of $500,000 available to the signal itself. It gets a little technical in that, but one of the reasons we're doing that has to do with some of the requirements of the grant as it relates to the Buy American Act and subjecting the entire project to a Buy American Act issue when it doesn't have to be and it's currently in construction.
Mr. Collins?
I had the same concern. It was as expressed by Chair Gaviris. The explanations that I got from the Department of Planning public kind of settled some of those concerns. It did seem like we're just seeing more and more money. I'll note that Resolution 21 is a revenue of $300,000, so it's not, doesn't say that in the short words here, but it's a revenue, not an expense.
So at the end of the day, with these four resolutions, we're going to be in the positive revenue wise and not expending any money. Mr. Doyle.
So the short answer is we'll still have a cost associated with the signal that is not covered by revenue. That cost, remember, we talked about a sort of a 60-40 split with respect to the cost of that, because the benefit for the signal also benefits several of Ulster County's facilities on there, including its UCAT facility. So this will make it more even for us. We actually get more than the 60-40 if the congressional funding comes through. We do have the contract with Jory also has a contract associated with it as it relates to construction inspection.
So that 60-40 split was negotiated in length by this committee probably about 6-8 months ago. Am I accurate there?
I believe, I don't know about the exact time frame, but the short answer is yes. In addition, I think the county executive team recognized the concerns with respect to the committee as it relates to that money. And we moved to essentially negotiate further with Penrose to make sure that we split evenly the $1 million as compared to the original discussion, which was only for $300,000. So we moved it from essentially a $300,000 promise to essentially a $500,000 promise should the congressional funding come through.
Thank you, Director Doyle. I'll be a yes on this.
All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 23, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 24, can I have a motion? Second. Second. Yourself. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. I have a motion to block 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32. Second. Discussion. All those in favor of blocking? You have a discussion?
Yes, I'd like to abstain on number 32.
32, right?
Yes.
You just want to block the rest?
I'm fine with blocking the rest, yes.
Okay, so let's amend it to 30, up to 31. Motion second. All those in favor? Opposed to carry? Are you on that block? Can I have a motion to adopt? Second. Discussion? You good? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 32, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? And you're going for the purpose of employment? Okay, thank you. Resolution 35, can I have a motion? Second. Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 36 is a bond. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. Again, this is a small amount of money in the scheme of things, $500,000. I'm going to be a no on this bond.
And I also will be a no on this and any other bonds until we start to pay down our fund balance. Mr. Kovacs.
I join Legislator Roberts' comments and I will be a no.
Mr. Hanson. Okay, so let's just be clear, though, this is going to defeat this is the way it sounds like it's gone. So all those in favor, 2, 3, 4, opposed, 1, I'm opposed. I need a verbal, I'm sorry.
No.
Opposed. No,
opposed.
Okay. Hanson? No. Okay. So it's defeated 4-4. Okay. Thank you. Resolution 37, can I have a motion?
But before we do that, I just want to get some clarification on costs of bonding versus monies that we have in interest-bearing accounts. You know, we've talked about this many times, and I don't know if I've seen numbers. So I understand philosophically what we're talking about not bonding. But I want to see numbers in front of me to say, if we bonded for $500,000, we'd have to pay this. If we took that $500,000 and spent it, it would be this. If we had this in savings, we'd get this. You know, so I want more clarification on the numbers before I reject the idea of bonding.
Jamie.
Yeah, so this is actually a SUNY Ulster capital construction project. So with SUNY Ulster, they're a bit unique in how this would work. We go out for bands and then we receive 50% state aid on that. Then we roll our remaining into a bond. A lot of times with these small projects, we don't even get to that stage. We use the bands and we get paid back from the state. So not going out traditionally like we usually would on bonding, specifically for SUNY Ulster's projects. And I know Michael's here as well, if there's questions on that.
The follow-up question, whether or not this was this vote, if not reconsidered, would have an unexpected impact on the university, as opposed to, our internal bonding.
And yes, it certainly could. So when you submit your request up to SUNY for approval, they request both the authorizing legislation, SUNY's resolution, and the bonding authority. So it absolutely could, because it goes through DASNY for reimbursement through the State Construction Fund.
So, clarifying question. So the issuance of the bond is not actually requiring it. It is basically like a note saying that we've done this due diligence.
Correct, and that it hits,
we need it.
Absolutely. And we typically do the bands on this so that we will then get the state aid back in and likely not roll to a bond.
I am really hesitant to muck up the works for our community college, personally.
Mr. Hanson, I'm sorry.
I'd like to change my vote.
Okay. I mean, in light of what the deputy executive said, I'll also change my vote then. Just going forward, if this could be made more clear when we get to the, because in general, in chance or Chair Crystal's point, I think at some point maybe the Commissioner of Finance and potentially deputies could talk about it. We did do this quick exercise, and it, over the long term, we save money by not bonding. Mm-hmm. In the short term, yes, sometimes you get higher yields by your investments, but over the either 10 or life of a bond, you don't. Otherwise, literally, you could just go in the business of bonding and you'd make money on your money. I mean, it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. It's literally money growing on trees.
We can absolutely do that analysis and more clearly indicate within SUNY specifically the uniqueness of the projects.
Commissioner Collins?
I'm not sure if this is accurate, but if we're anticipating inflationary periods in the future, bonding is a good idea. If we're anticipating deflationary periods in the future, bonding is a bad idea. That's my simple analysis. I could be totally wrong. Because if the inflationary period goes, we get higher interest rates. Inflationary period is low, we get lower interest rates. The bond number is fixed. So it's a guess. What are we going to be? High inflation or low inflation? I think it will be a high inflation. That's my prediction.
So that changes the vote. So now we're at 6-2.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So that motion, that resolution is adopted. All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. Did we go through 37? Because I had lost track. Okay. So going 37, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 38, which is a bond again. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? This is not the college, correct? This is the college.
The same considerations as the prior bond.
Okay. All those in favor? Opposed? Opposed? Okay. One opposed. Resolution 39, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 40, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 41, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 45, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 46, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 47, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? The only discussion I'll say is that, again, I see no evidence that the efforts that we put forward for marketing and advertising and printing and all of these other things has any more or less effect on the tourism that we see in this county than this gavel does. I've seen no evidence. I've asked for, you know, I know tourism is wonderful, and I get presentations that say how much tourism is bringing in, and I agree it does, and that we absolutely want more tourism. But I can't see the correlation between the money that we're spending is bringing in this, whether it's happening because of it or in spite of it. I can't tell one way or the other, and it's just a common concern I have. Let you know.
So this is a question about multifactorial causality. There are multiple things happening, and then there's a particular consequence that we're looking at. And from this prior discussions with the chair here, I don't think that there is any evidence that I can bring that will convince you. What convinces me is that there is a time course of increasing investment in Ulster County tourism efforts with a line that tracks very closely with that of increasing tourism dollars coming in. And there are some methods that the Department of Tourism has to ascertain why people come. And they frequently cite that they saw an ad and they're decided to come. So the combination of the timeline that is very dramatic, and I was in the county in a time when we had very little spending on tourism and a tourism promotion, and we had very little tourism. There are other things that we have done. The creation of the Hudson Valley Film Commission and the getting the film tax credit, things that make it likely that other types of businesses come here that have their own energy, the buzz. I think we will get similar types of energy from the cultural plan. There are a multitude of things that a county can do. And this county has, over the past 10 to 15 years, set about conscientiously doing that. And for the first time ever last year, we had $1 billion in tourism revenue. It's true that I can't prove it in the sense of a necessary or sufficient cause, but in terms of multifactorial causal analysis, this is pretty doggone good. And I think to spend the amount of money we're spending compared to what we do, you know, if you just let this industry kind of float on its own and it has a downturn year, it's really bad for the county because it's such a big part of our income. So I think to sustain it in this way is really smart.
And let's say, no, you and I have had these discussions before, and I even said, well, let's cut 5% one year and see if it has an actual effect on it. And you know, that would, hold on, let me just finish. That is something that we could do. But I don't know that, I guess I'm not saying the overall expenditure is wrong. I don't know where the specific buckets of money, which one is more effective than other. Is it digital ads? Is it print? Is it social media? What is it? And how do we quantify it, that it actually is having the effect? So do we start spending more money on social media versus print? I haven't seen any of those evidences. And that's just what I'm looking for.
So I think maybe what we should do, the Department of Tourism has made presentations like that to the Tourism Committee, the Economic Development Committee, in the past. I don't know when the most recent was, but we could ask them to do it, make sure that it's announced and or that it's made to the whole body. I think that would be good because they do have ways to try to figure out those expenditures within the budget. And I think that can be very helpful. There might be that they can use those monies more effectively. In terms of decreasing their budget and then seeing what the impact is, it wouldn't convince you, or it shouldn't convince you, because if we had decreased it in 2020 by 5% and our tourism dollars fell like they did during COVID, we couldn't point to the 5%. It's still going to be multifactorial. So I don't think you do that kind of experiment. I think what you do is what the tourism department does, which is track their internal stuff and try to make that number get bigger and bigger each year. And if they stop being successful with that, then I think then you'd go, oh, well, maybe we've reached a plateau or something. Let's, you know, keep where we are or back away. But the approach that County Executive Mike Hine took was, as long as your tourism dollars are going up, I will increase your budget. And the next year, if it goes up, I'll increase it again. That's how we've gotten to the present budget. And the requests for budget increases have become much more modest. You know, they went up a lot in those initial years. So I think we've, you know, we've continued to outperform neighboring counties in terms of our tourism revenue. So why would we mess with that?
Legislator Collins and I'll go to Deputy Zeklavau.
Just 2 points to add on. Tourism is increasingly data-driven in their ability to track visitation and also the relation of stays overnight compared to different ad campaigns, et cetera. And we're happy to present that information to you in a presentation. Secondly, that this particular resolution is tied to a grant, which would have an ad campaign that is particularly focused around accessibility. So it's a very particular ad campaign, making sure that we have images that reflect folks who have different levels of, you know, physical kind of needs in order to interact with the outdoor and have connect them with places to do that in Ulster County. So it's a very particular ad campaign coming with support from an outside funding source.
And I that's what I've been asking for, is the any information that you can provide me. We requested some of it for tonight, and that what I received didn't answer any more than just shows that we have great tourism. And that my comments are not specific to this resolution. It's a comment in general about having data-driven information that shows that what we're spending and in the different areas of, you know, again, social media, ads, print, all the different ones that exist, that they're having the most effect, and we're spending our money not just in, you know, equal buckets. And I know that's not the way we do it, but I'm just saying, showing me how we can actually prove that. That's all I'm looking for. So if you have any information, any data, please just provide it to me. That's all I'm asking for. So, any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? I will be opposed. 48, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 49, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 50, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 51, can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 53. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 56. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 57. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 58. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? 59. Can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 60. Can I have a motion? Second? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 61. Can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 62. Can I have a motion? Second? Yeah.
This motion is to deal with electronic gates at the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center. I just wondered if we could get a description of what, where those gates are, what they do.
Yeah, so we have gates at the Law Enforcement Center, both for the employee entrances into that side parking lot. And I believe there's a gate in the back also where we have some secure equipment.
Thank you.
All those in favor? Opposed? 63, can I have a motion? Second to discuss? Second discussion?
This is federal dollars and it's used for salaries. That's what we discussed in committee.
All those in, look, and that was motion discussed. Motion to adopt, second. Second discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 65, can I have a motion? I'm sorry, 64. Can I have a motion? Second discussion. All those in.
Actually, I stand corrected. This is the one that pays the salary for 64. I apologize. So I'm not, 63 is also awarding federal dollars, but maybe the county exec side can speak on that.
Yeah, this is our standard funding we receive annually per federal. It comes through and it's used for general operations within our PSAP operation center for emergency communications.
64, all those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 65, can I have a motion? Second? Second discussion, Legislator Nolan?
If there, we can get a description of what types of flood mitigation equipment this resolution would generally impact. Have no objection, but just wanted to understand it better.
Give me 1 second. I'll get it. Oh, thank you, Ken. Look at that. So in the MOU, so we're going to work with DISH's, oh, I went too fast. A lot of what, it's a lot of sandbags. I know that's in here. I can't find the exact spot. Bear with me as I go through this whole thing. Giving that back to him. Sorry again. There we go. Pumps, hose, strainers, some couplers, and some sandbags, and a water tank, chainsaws, some of the standard equipment that will be used.
Generally low tech kind of
generally
stuff.
Generally low tech. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 66. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 67. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 68 was defeated in laws and rules. 69. Can I have a motion? Second. 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 Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? 3 opposed. 70, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 71, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? Mr. Kovacs?
John Stegmeyer is, this is 71, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Stegmeier is an excellent local attorney. He served as a child support magistrate in Greene County. I believe he was a public defender as well in Ulster. So I think it's a great choice.
Okay. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 72. Can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 73. This was amended in laws and rules. We took out the school board. Can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 74. Can I have a motion? Second? Can I get a second for 74? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 75. Can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 76. Can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 77. Can I have a motion? Second? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 78. Can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 79. Can I have a motion? Second? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? So carried. Some forthcoming resolutions. New business. The second, the external analysis of our budget, we're going to utilize the extension to the contract for the final term, unless anybody has any concern over that. This will give us an opportunity to go out next year for RFP and start for a new search. So, okay. Comptroller Gallagher?
Good evening. Oh, sorry. Chair, it's a pleasure to see you here. It's been a while since we were here, so I have a lot to report. The county has earned sales tax revenues of $174.9 million in 2024, which is 104.76% of budget, so pretty good. We will retain 84.5% of that as usual, sending some to the city, some to the villages and the towns. We received our first payment for 2025, and it was also doing very well, 4.9% over last year's first January payment. Recorded occupancy tax revenues for 2024, $7.9 million, or 126% of budgeted revenues. So another very zesty revenue source. Is that an official term? Budgeted interest income for 2024 was $6.7 million, but we earned $9.6 million, so 143% of revenues, percent of budget. We recommend that interest... we see 36,000, New World currently shows 36,000 more than we earned on our bank deposits, which represents interest turned over from local tax collectors. It would be good to have that separated from our bank interest in the future. So that's just something to consider going forward. On fund balance, and you saw perhaps that we issued our third quarterly report, these numbers are out of that. Because it made predictions about the fund balance for 2024, which we don't have exact numbers on yet. But current fund balance policy, as you may recall, sets an unrestricted fund balance allowance of 20% of general fund adopted budget expenditures. The 2025 adopted budget was 392.7 in expenditures. 20% of that is $78.5 million. Based on the remaining unrestricted fund balance from 2023, combined with our predictions for 2024 surplus, which was between 22.4 and 38.3 million, we predict an unrestricted fund balance of 112 to 128 million, meaning that the county would still be over by 30 to 50 million the fund balance policy at the start of 25. Yes, the 25 budget did create reserves that help a little bit. But that $12 million in reserves is still probably not enough to bring us into, it's not enough to bring us into the policy limits. So there's work to be done by this committee on that, and hopefully we'll see that going forward. Right now, county's general ledger matches the audited financial statements. I'm going back to 2023 because I've griped to you about this before, with the exception of the county's health insurance fund. No activity for 2022 or 2023 was recorded in the general ledger for that fund. It is being presented as a separate fund on the audited financials, but it's not in the financial system. So we need, that's an issue that we're working on, I assume. And Ken is looking at me strangely. But. MM? Yes, exactly. Yes, that's fine. It's we're getting there. We're getting there. It's good. Since we last met, the Comptroller's Office released our new website, so I urge you guys to take a look at that. Both the vendor contract dashboard and the pay dashboard are available there. The pay dashboard for 2024 is in final testing and it'll be released soon in the next week or two. We released our Q3 2024 report. We released a summary of our concerns about the Samadhi Center in light of an RFP being issued for housing for clients with substance use disorder. Our health insurance audit is complete. We have management comment back, and the report will be released shortly, probably early next week. Testing is completed in our audit of the P-card program, and we're working on finalizing our draft. That will go out to management comment. An audit letter has been sent to Ulster County Community Action on their outreach to motels contracts for both 2023 and 2024. I want to note we received a specific request from the minority of the legislature asking us to audit that contract. And I also want to say that I have spoken with both the majority leader and the minority leader to say, given the critical services that are supplied through that contract and supplies to people living in hotels, we in the Comptroller's Office do not recommend that the contract be delayed during the course of the audit. Services can proceed as long as the county maintains its ability to terminate the contract like we do in most county contracts. So I wanted to make that clear to you here. Our occupancy tax audit is underway, and the audit team's been conducting field work. This has gone slower than we expected. We just met with finance today about some resistance we've received from the audited properties. There will be findings that generate additional revenues of over six figures. And on the quality analysis side, the quality analyst has been reviewing year-end reporting. I think when I came to you in December, I was telling you that we're going to be requiring some year-end reporting in order to close out and pay final invoices on some contracts. Much of that reporting has been received. That's great. And she is putting together some summaries and reporting based on that reporting. And she has conducted site visits to both the Warming Shelter and Catholic Charities since the last time we met. Finally, on bank recs, I want to say that we have December bank recs in hand, and I want to note that the finance commissioner, thank you very much, has been very, very communicative about any delays, and the finance team is really caught up there, and that's been great work by that team. Happy to answer any questions, but thank you. That's my report.
I just had two quick things. I want to thank the comptroller for sending me a chunky document from state on reserves. I read it all, and it was good information. And I'd like to ask if you would consider sending that to the body so that they have a better understanding of how reserves are set up, what the restrictions are. I learned a lot from it.
With all pleasure, and I will send our quarterly report that has that prediction of fund balance, so you can see what Great. You have and to work with.
Great. And I also just wanted to thank you for the work that you did with in relation to the minimum wage increase proposal that I have. I really appreciate it. And could you take just 1 minute to just give a quick synopsis of how you did that work?
Yes, absolutely. I apologize for leaving that out. I should have included it. You know, we came to you in the fall of 24 and noted that the Ulster County living wage policy, which was set at $15 an hour, was going to fall behind state minimum wage for our region as of January 1st. And so Chair Criswell proposed raising that, and it's gone to hearing, and the raise would go to $17.70. He asked if we would look at what the impacts would be. And he was kind enough to share analysis that the administration had done, I think, in 2021 when it was first adopted. We took that analysis as well as looked at large contracts with vendors who would be impacted. And we reached out to many, many, many vendors. We did not get as many responses as we would like. But interestingly enough, the large majority of vendors identified that they would have no impact whatsoever because they are paying more than $1,770. Family of Woodstock identified an impact of around $250,000, and Gateway Industries identified an impact of around $52,000. Every other vendor we spoke to said there would be no impact. So, you know, we think you're well under $1 million in impact, possibly even as low as $500,000 in impact from that raise.
And could you speak for a second about the proposed state increases that are coming down the line?
I believe that minimum wage is going to $16 an hour in January of 26. So we're going to, you know, this raise to $17.70 will keep you good for a while ahead of that number. But it also means that vendors that are below that number are going to have to come up anyway. Yeah.
Thank you.
Your comments?
Any report on cannabis taxes and, more importantly, has the state figured out how to get the right taxes to the right towns?
No, they haven't. And our report is the same as last time because we haven't received a distribution. Oh, that's not true. Hold on a second. Let me back up and I'm going to talk to you about, will you look up the number? And I apologize, Legislator Collins, because you keep asking me and I'm using the same template. But our last payment had several errors in it. And the errors were that they seem to include the cannabis shop that's in the city of Kingston was not identified as the city of Kingston. There were no revenues identified for the city of Kingston, and we know full well that there's a dispensary running in the city of Kingston. So we are struggling with OCM. We sent back some recommendations to them on that, and we'll see what they say. I know Charles is rebooting, but let me see if I can pull up the amount. Okay, so which might be interesting. I'll give them total sales. I don't think I can. I'm going to give you a picture of total sales. It's not the revenue to the county. I'm sorry, and I apologize, and I will send it around. But what OCM reported for this last period was that the Village of New Paltz generated $1.924 million, so $1,924,777.42, so $1.9 million for New Paltz. Town of Rosendale, $338,667.56, and the town of Ulster at $1,372,418.28. That leaves out the city of Kingston. So that is just wrong. And it leaves out Marbletown as well. And we also identified that there was another license in the town of Ulster that is with Beer at the location of Beer World. And it's not clear whether there are sales taking place there, because even though it doesn't really show up on the map, you can go online and order from there. So there's a lot of problems in this. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Charles to give the revenue number.
Okay, so we brought in $147,264.90 on January 30th, 2025. That came from the Office of the City Comptroller, who distributes the revenues to us. We keep 25% of that, which is $36,816. And then we distribute 75% of that, which is $110,448.68. Now, we just, as Marge said, we distributed based on the numbers that were given to us by OCM for where the sales occurred. That's state statute, that's required. We know they're wrong, right? But we're not sure if that's a failure on the operators or if that's a failure of OCM. At any rate, we know the one in Marbletown opened during this period, was open during this period. So there should be an allocation to Marbletown as well. But right now we allocated to Ulster, Rosendale, New Paltz, and that was $29,235 to the village and town of New Paltz, $10,000 to Rosendale, and the remainder to the town of Ulster, which is $41,690.72.
Are the towns aware that they're not getting revenue they should be getting? Or do we, or are they just, it's more significant for the towns than it is for the county, that revenue. And I know that many towns have looked at the income from that as something important for them in the future.
Not yet. We haven't told them yet, but they will be notified. And obviously, finance will have to do a correction to fix it. And then anything that was over allocated will have to be withheld. You know, it's going to be, yeah, you know, worked out in the end. But I have thought about going to Supervisor Parity and the mayor of the city of Kingston, because I think having more people complaining to OCM, like right now, I'm just the most annoying person to them, but they're wrong. You know, we know they're wrong. And we sent them newspaper articles and their own data. Like, here is where you granted the license and you said they opened and now you're saying they don't exist. Yeah. So we probably will be notifying them. Yeah.
Thank you. Capital project updates.
So we don't have our typical report that we have for you this month. And the reason for that is it's the fun time of year where we manually roll capital projects in our finance system from 24 to 25. Now, part of that process is we reach out to all the departments that have capital projects to determine if the project should be closed or needs to be rolled. And what I mean by a closed project is that, like, all the work's done, all the bills are paid, and everything's good to go, and we can just button it up and determine what needs to be bonded in the future. What happens is any project that is closed currently can still bill expenses to the end of February. So if they're a project where all the work is done but bills still need to be paid, we will be rolling that into the 25 year for the 25-30 capital plan. And then next month, we should be back to giving you normalized reports like we typically do. The information I do have for you, though, is nothing's closed for 24 yet, but pre-auditor's adjustments, we have $37.7 million in capital funds spent last year, and that is the most the county has ever done.
Just a quick question. Is there a time period that you say, okay, nothing has been done on this project, we are closing it?
We have a couple of those that we're doing this year. We do review them every year. So some of the stuff that historical projects dating back to like capital projects 450 we're looking at, or we're currently in the low 700s, we're saying, hey, we're not denying that work needs to be done on these. We're just saying that if the work does need to be done, let's start fresh, because we're going to be looking at documents that are not necessarily going to be a mesh with how we do things today.
All right. Any old business?
Can we get an update on the salary study, please? I knew you would ask. So salary study, we met with all of the department heads to look at the data for their department. Again, this is looking at that market data, that market analysis, really trying to make sure that within the department, the hierarchy is correct. Again, we have some unique titles. You know, I'll use like a traineeship. Is a traineeship two grades below or one grade below the journey level position? Some of those things were caught. We did have some updates we provided back to Baker Tilly. Baker Tilly is in the process of updating the information based on that level of feedback, and will come back at us with an updated schedule, and then should be a final report. We did have some extensive edits that had to go in just based on how they had everybody placed. Again, you got to think of how they were ranking the placements. Part of it is your current salary, information filled out on those JQCs, and then information that was received from the market. So if any of those data points were maybe not fully vetted or didn't have enough information, it would have skewed where they placed the position. So some of those updates were pretty extensive in terms of regrading the positions within some of the departments. So we should be on track. We're waiting for them to come back with us with updates based on that feedback. We just completed those. I think it was about a week and a half ago where we completed all the department reviews.
Mr. Roberts?
So I'm understanding you have a copy of the salary study, just not to your liking, or you have to review it with your staff department heads?
We don't have a copy of the salary study. The data that we have is the market analysis. This is the data that was presented to the selection committee. It's looking at all the positions. It looks at where their current salary is, the information they filled out on their personnel paperwork, and then the market data. We don't have a full salary study at this point.
Who provided that market data?
Baker Tilly.
And at what point does this body, I mean, we're all adults here. I mean, are we going to be privy to that when the study's final? Why aren't we allowed to see what's out there now that you have?
Oh, absolutely. So I know Peter sat on the selection committee. John Guevara's also sat on the selection committee. They've already previewed this data. So we could certainly set up a briefing. And I know we sat with Peter and we sat with the clerk of the legislature to review specifically data for the legislature.
So just so you know, and I think that we both share the same feeling of this, it was really confusing data. I've seen a lot of data and this was, it was hard to make heads or tails of it. Chair Guevara's confirmed that what I'm saying is true. I think it would have been more disruptive to share that data without deep context of what it was about than to actually wait until they do their work. So,
yeah, just spin on it. It is, and quite honestly, and I hope there's been a resolution with this, but we want to see the raw data, and Baker Tilly on that call said they wouldn't give it to us, which I just can't understand why they wouldn't. It's publicly available information. The comparable communities that we chose to use as our benchmarks to, that information is there, so I don't know why they wouldn't give that to us. Legislator Roberts, your question, there's a lot of questions from the union, from other people who are on that on this group about whether the information that is even being presented is accurate. So it's a lot of vetting going back and forth. We are the last meeting that we had, which was a few hours long, I didn't walk away from it feeling good.
There'd be further meetings.
It has to be.
Yeah. So once the data does come back based on these and other updates, we will have another round of meetings going through that market data. That market data is what's going to drive the salary study, the completed salary study.
I am talking about a meeting with the chair and both chairs. Will they be?
We can absolutely set that up.
I would like that somebody from the minority caucus be invited.
One thing that I might want to offer is I wonder if we can create a very succinct one pager of the process, because where it got complicated for me was the understanding of all the different grades being compared with other grades, mm-hmm. grades being shifted. So if there was a little bit of like a primer.
Where people are having a hard time, you know, understanding it, that work in that our legislators and work in finance and so forth, it just seems like it's much more complicated than it needed to be.
I can half answer that. It's because the information in there is about tier levels and grades and stuff that, quite honestly, from the private sector, I know nothing about. And that was the confusing part. That's where the unions were really driving this, of saying that a maintenance worker one in this department is the same as a, I don't know, municipal worker two. I don't know. I'm making up names, but they're trying to match what the information they have out there compared to what our titles are here. And that's where there was a lot of discussion between CSEA and other departments that were there. That was a lot of the confusing part. But the raw data part, that's the one I'm concerned with, is because it just doesn't seem right. So I'll say that. Yeah. Any other old? Any new? Okay. I'm just going to change my vote, though, on 47, just so it doesn't have to go into non-consent. I will vote yes for it, so I'll change my vote to that. Get a motion to adjourn? Second. All those in favor? Thank you all.